Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and I am so excited to tell you about my new podcast series. This is going to be an amazing series helping you understand the mind-brain connection. Let me tell you why I'm so passionate about the mind-brain connection. I'm a communication pathologist and cognitive neuroscientist by profession, which means that I work with people's minds and brains. So I look at people who have issues with communication from maybe some kind of brain trauma or dementia or learning disability or autism or emotional issue, all kinds of issues that cause problems in communications, and then I track that back to what's going on in the mind and the brain and try and help people fix that. So for 25 years, I practiced clinically helping people to understand the mind-brain connection through deliberately learning how to use their mind to change their brain. So in the 80s, I was doing research on neuroplasticity, which is the ability of the mind to change the brain. And I was one of very few scientists at that stage that were working in this area because the science at that stage still believed that the mind could not change the brain, that the brain could not change. And it was only by the mid-90s that it was accepted that there was this definite mind-brain connection where the mind could change the brain. And so on. So as that's developed, as research has developed and time has gone on, we've learned a lot of new different things about this. And this has been my field for all these years. And the results that I saw in my practice and just in general with people has been absolutely profound with myself, with my own family. Just when you deliberately and intentionally learn how to use your mind, you can change your brain. And I'm so passionate about this that I have done research on this. And I've shown that when you use your mind, you have a correctly to change your brain. This can improve your functioning on a cognitive, academic, behavioral, emotional, social level by 75% and higher, which is quite phenomenal. You really are able to change the way that you function on so many different levels. I also showed with my research that your intelligence is not something that's fixed. It's something that can constantly improve. So basically, what my research has been showing is that as we use our mind in a deliberate and intentional way, we can develop very useful, meaningful memories and live lives that are filled with meaning and success, which is what we're supposed to be doing. So this series of podcasts is going to work through a whole lot of different topics related to this. We're going to cover things from anxiety to depression to just how to deal with the political situation, how to deal with there's so many topics that we can cover, which we will be covering. I'll be bringing experts in. I have a panel of incredibly brilliant doctors that are very, very good friends of mine, different kinds of specialists that will be coming on the show with me, talking about their areas of expertise. We'll cover topics of the day. I also want to answer your questions. So send in your questions if there are particular areas that you would like me to dive into and give a mind-brain perspective on them. Please send us your emails, send us your questions via email or social media. This is a platform for me to share with you. This is a platform, a community platform where we can learn from each other, where I will share my expertise with you and you guide me with your questions. So just to take you a little bit deeper and give you a little bit more of an overview of a little bit more of an in-depth overview of what we'll be covering in these podcasts, I've written many books and I'm going to cover a lot of the content in these books about Think and Eat Yourself Smart, Switch on Your Brain, The Perfectly You, Think, Learn, Succeed, lots of different books. And these different books, we're going to cover these so many interesting topics to discover and discuss in there as well. I also want to talk about the concept of mindfulness, because everyone seems to be talking about mindfulness, and it's a brilliant thing, mindfulness, and taking the time to invest in yourself. We need to do that. We need to take the time to invest in ourselves. But how do you really make your mind work for you? You know, this is really going to be a big part of the topics that we cover, is how do you really make your mind work for you? How do you use your mind to literally shape your life? You can do this. I've seen this with my research, and I'm currently still doing research. I've seen this with patients. We have hundreds and thousands of people around the world who have changed their lives with their minds. It's with your mind that you really do change your brain and your life. So how do you invest in yourself, creating a lifestyle that promotes this healthy brain, healthy body, healthy feelings? How do you go beyond just being aware of calming down and acknowledging your feelings and thoughts and bodily sensations in the present moment, which is what mindfulness teaches? How do you go beyond that to making sustainable, long-lasting, meaningful changes in your life? how are you going to really make those changes that effect may have a positive effect in your school, your work, your life, everything about you that is meaningful. Meaningful is very important. Sustainable is very important. So it's easy to say you want to take care of yourself, but how do you take care of your mind? I don't know if you've ever thought about this. How do you take care of the mind, which actually takes care of everything else? So if you're not taking care of your mind, everything else is kind of going to go crazy. So you might be on that diet or exercise regime, but if your mind is not under control, you're not taking care of your mind, it's not going to work for you. You might have fantastic relationship goals, but if you're not taking care of your mind, those are not going to pan out like you're hoping. So the answer is not simple. The answer is not some fad, diet fad, or some magic number, or some Instagram account with a million followers. We all have got significant resources at our fingertips. We're all aware of it. Our minds are incredibly powerful. The answers lie in how we use our mind. That's where the power is. We can use our thoughts to improve our overall intellect. This is phenomenal. Our cognitive performance, our mental and physical well-being. Yes, you can do this with your mind. Harnessing these natural resources, your mind is this natural resource, will give you power over the present, depth and context to your past, and anticipation for the future. I mean, who doesn't want that? How you understand and use your mind is very, very, very predictive of how successful you're going to be. I wonder if you've ever thought about that. Let me say that again. How you understand your and use your mind is very, very predictive of how successful you will be, how you live the good life. We all think and feel and choose in unique ways. That's what we're doing 24/7. We are thinking, feeling, and choosing in unique ways. We all define our own meaningful success. So this podcast is about helping you to get to that place, to succeed in all these key areas, to make sure that you switch to a life that is well lived. So join me on this journey of these podcasts. Subscribe, and I look forward to sharing this time with you.